Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined, as always, by Todd Loya.
Good evening.
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So, we hope you guys are enjoying your Halloween season. We're rolling along with another review, brand new to Shudder, and it is Mortuary Collection from writer-director Ryan Spindle. And this one, on the cusp of retirement, an eccentric mortician recounts several of the strangest stories he's encountered in his long career, but things take a turn for the phantasmagorical when he learns that the final story is his own. All right, so
before you jump out there, Dan, I do want to throw this out there. The review is going to be spoiler free, and we will have spoilers at the end, but we will let you know before it happens. And yes, also our ratings are out of 5.
Yes, 0 to 5. All right, so
well, the Rob Zombie fan in me wants to go more fives, but
so this one got on my good side right away because I love Clancy Brown, Carnival, best short-lived show of all time, in my opinion.
The Voice. I was gonna go with Pet Sematary too. He's the best part of that.
Highlander, the Kurgan. You're not a Highlander guy.
If we have to make another Phantasm movie,
that's what I was saying too. I was like, dude, he would play a great tall man. Like, let's remake it, dude. I wanted it so bad. Like him in a remake for Phantasm would be fucking spot on perfect.
Kruger, watch Carnival if you haven't seen it. It's so good.
I've never seen it.
Oh, dude, it's a good show. So good.
One or two seasons? I can't even remember now.
Two. Okay. Two seasons. Yeah.
That was HBO, right? Or Showtime? Yeah.
No, it was HBO.
That was HBO, yeah. Adrian Barbeau's on it. Yeah, you guys should definitely check it out. So I guess we've stroked Clancy Brown's ego enough. We'll get right into the movie. Who wants to take it first?
I'll go ahead and go first.
Go for it, Kruger.
Just to start with the wraparound, I thought it was really well done. Clancy Brown, his role was awesome. His dialogue was really well written. And like Pug said, definitely tall man for a Phantasm remake. The dynamic between him and the blonde chick was really cool. I love the twist at the end. That wraparound was probably my favorite part of this. Even though there was a lot of other great shit we got, there's some stuff I'll talk about in the spoilers, but at the end, it just sold me so well on it when stuff started to pick up on the wraparound. And then, so the first story we get other than the wraparound is the medicine cabinet. And I dug the shoplifter girl, thought her acting was really good. And I liked, you know, the door and what was behind it. Short and sweet, you know, good effects. The safe sex story was fucking batshit crazy. The nerdy, I love the nerdy freshman guy character in that. And then just the crazy, disgusting body horror we end up getting was very unexpected. I had no, like, that story alone is just super original and, like, just really, really cool. And Jesus Christ, the effects we got at the end were just fucking nasty as hell. And then To Death Do Us Part, I thought was very well written. That one kind of tug on the heartstrings a little bit. But I did feel for Carol, and it hit me with, you know, a couple of things out of nowhere I wasn't expecting at all, which I really liked. And that was probably my second favorite segment behind the wraparound. But then that last one, Logan, was really, really good. I loved the soundtrack, and I loved how it cut back and forth from a slasher movie that was playing on in the background. That was really well done. The cinematography was well done, too. I loved the twist that we got and how it tied into the wraparound story that we got at the end. And, yeah, overall, this was a fucking great anthology. I really hope we get another one. It brings the gore, has some great practical effects, and just overall is a really, really good fucking watch for around Halloween time. So I'm really glad that we got this. So what did you think about it, Pugs?
Well, I'm going to start with that movie within the movie. That was fucking way cool because that you know, spoiler-free, that's an Easter egg and it's fucking gnarly. So kudos to them for pulling that one off. I actually wasn't having that great of a time throughout the story up until the end. Like, everything was just okay. I'm like, oh, this is fine. Stuff looks cool. That fucking college campus stuff. That one, I'm like, all right, this is, you brought the big guns. That's cool. But, like, nothing really grabbed me. But at the end, holy shit, did they bring out a big old dick. And I, you know, I was in awe. That saved the whole movie for me. Not that it was like a bad movie to begin with, but I was like jaw on the floor. Like, this is amazing. I want to watch it again immediately now just to give everything else another chance. Cause, well, maybe I was tired or something. I don't know. But the other stories weren't hitting me as hard as the main one. And once we got there, I'm like, yeah, this is the shit. Let's get more of this. I want more Clancy Brown. I want more of that blonde girl. Give me all of it. I love the Tooth Fairy.
I'm kind of with you. It took, like, for the early stories, I wasn't, like, super into them. But they all really stuck the landing on them, so it made up for it. I did really like I loved the wraparound. I loved the final story. I loved the stew shot, I guess I'll call it. So, yeah. It was solid. I don't know if I was just not feeling it either, but it took me a bit to get into it. But when it did, I was all in.
Well, for me, this kicked my ass from beginning to end. I was engrossed big time in this one. I mean, you've got the perfect storyteller, the perfect Halloween time storyteller in Clancy Brown. His character is so good. And I thought every story and how they tie everything together hit a home run for me. Even the first story, which is kind of just a short little one, even that was good. The second safe sex story, as you already said, was funny, twisted, and just really well written and nasty. It's rare that you could almost always pick out a weak segment in an anthology, even if it's a great anthology. And it's tough here. The wraparound is amazing. Like I said, the first story is just a short little thing, but even that delivers. And three, like you said, I mean, that one's pretty intense. I mean, it's suspenseful. This one had me glued to my chair. I know this is a bold comparison, and I'm not saying it's on par, but I had flashbacks to, like, Trick or Treat, thinking at the very beginning, like, how the hell, well, now it's obviously wouldn't be, but how the hell is this not in theaters and, you know, a huge production, which production values are amazing. They got a great house to shoot for the morgue.
The effects, I was very impressed with, like, mm-hmm. just some of the gore. I'll get more into it, like I said, in the spoilers. But yeah, everything was very, very well done. And even like the little bit of CGI that was in there was, mm-hmm. you know, it was CGI with practical effects. So that's the way I think it should be. I mean, this did it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And in a weird way, it almost feels old-timey yet modern at the same time. And it's I see a lot of people really loving this, even irregardless of what kind of horror fan you are, man. I mean, this is a Halloween treat. I mean, holy crap. I'm surprised you Todd and Pugs, you were a little...
You're not helping either.
Hey,
I gotta say one thing off the bat though. Some of the twists I like were you could see coming a mile away. That was the one thing I was kind of like, but they stuck. Like I said, they stuck those like last bits on all of them, so I kind of just let it go. I still liked it, but I'm not like balls deep like you guys.
You thought the fourth one was predictable?
Yeah, the last one, the one with the one that wrapped into the wraparound.
Yeah, I didn't think that was super predictable. Yeah. I mean,
when they were both in the kitchen together,
there was one part of that I didn't see coming, and I was like, that's fucking gnarly. That's when it started like to kick so much ass for me. Up until then, it was just good.
Yeah.
Not in, like, shooting on it. I'm like, this is like, oh, this is like another cool anthology. Bravo. I'm probably never going to watch this one again. Yeah. But that changed like immediately.
Yeah.
What are, because I don't know if I've, I feel like Todd, I know, but what are some of your guys' favorite horror anthologies? Just curious.
Don't you love when Dan springs questions on when we don't get time to think?
Trick or Treat, hands down, my favorite. So
yeah.
Yeah, Trick or Treat, Creepshow, probably Trick or Treat and Creepshow are probably like on par, like my favorite.
Well, this one's in my lineup now for a long time. I hope it gets a physical release, and if it does, I'm going to grab it. But for now, it is on Shudder, guys, and I'm
just going to mute Dan because he totally like glossed over me, didn't let me talk about anthologies at all. So that's what you get, Dan. Since no one gave it any love, I'm going to also give Creepshow 2 love because that one is another one I really, really like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you guys like the crossover characters? Because I wasn't really expecting that in this story.
Yeah, I wasn't either.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I love this. And I want to talk more about it in the spoilers. I think we were actually pretty good not giving any of this away.
Yeah. Especially Dan.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I don't want to ruin this one. All right, so anything else to say before we rate it and get into spoilers?
No, I think I'm
hurry good. Up and watch it because it's before someone spoils it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am a 5. No shock. I think this is an excellent horror anthology. It's so good. Kruger, what say you?
I'm a 4.5. I think it's comparable to Books of Blood, and I think this is a little bit more fun than Books of Blood. So that I'd highly recommend it.
Cool. Bugs?
This was cruising at a 3 for me, but once again, once it whipped its fucking big old dick out, it's a hard 4.5.
Cool. I'm at a 3.5.
Okay.
Ooh,
gotcha. I as much as I did end up liking it, I don't think it's I don't think I'll ever watch it again. Maybe if we get a follow up, I'll decide to revisit it. But yeah.
Well, once I explain like why, you'll understand like why it jumped so hard for me.
Okay.
Because I'll just do it now. Oh, spoilers, right?
Yeah.
Dan, give everybody the warning before I Dan it up.
Spoiler warning, guys. You don't want this one spoiled. Trust me. Pick back up after you've watched it, and you can listen to our more open spoiler talk. So there you go. All right. Well, Pugs, you were saying?
All right. So that Easter egg, what was the original name of Halloween?
Babysitter Murders.
So I fucking popped super hard. I'm like, this is awesome. I like that mask. We're fucking in it. And then there's a baby in the oven. Holy shit. Like, those are two of my favorite fucking things. So, right. Like, this movie instantly won my heart back. Like, hard. What else is there? Oh, and then the girl being, like, the tooth fairy. I want her to get her own fucking movie. Yes. I want to see first her journey. And I also would like the Babysitter Murders to be fleshed out too. That was fucking gnarly.
A prequel sort of thing, yeah.
Or just a spinoff, like just its own thing. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the stew scene, that's the way I want to go out in a fucking horror movie. Just smash me with a TV.
Well, there's still arguments about stew, but this one there's no arguments.
Yeah. Okay. That camera angle.
Yeah. That I was in love too.
Yeah, the POV inside the fucking TV, like, that was insane. And then just to see his face all smashed in like that. Like, the gore was so well done and just all of these. Like, fuck, dude, safe sex. We see a dick explode. Oh, and, like, I know we didn't, like, actually see the act of the dick exploding, but we saw the dick start to get bigger.
Yeah.
And then fucking, you know, cut to the wall, and then you cut back and see him all fucking... And then, like,
this is the one time I'm glad we didn't see it. I'm fine not seeing the full dick explosion.
I didn't see the
baby come out the pee hole, bro.
See the afterbirth? He's just laying there. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then they keep these fucking things. That's fucking cool. How about those little fucking end of Child's Play, one little burnt baby's coming out and biting that bitch. That fucking
This one was too preachy for me. If I'm not going to wear a condom, I'm not going to wear a condom. You're not going to trick me with that shit.
Dude, when he's like, turn around, I'm like, yeah, get her.
You're right. Dude,
that ending, though, like with the wraparound and when like the little, they had like the puppets of the little demons coming out of the books and shit. Like, that's what, well, I was like in ecstasy for that because it was just, you know, all practical. It looked so good. And, you know, just reminded me of the old days of, you know, good old fucking puppeteering, you know, with the puppet effects. Fucking, and also I really, the fucking cat, sorry, my fucking cat. And then the I thought the effect when they had it was a practical effect on the medicine cabinet story when the vines were coming through, pulling her through. That was really cool. And then to see her back snap like that, oh, that was gnarly.
Dude, she was pissing me off. I'm glad that happened. Shut the fuck up. Yeah.
You know what I like? There's a really subtle moment, but when he first shows up at the parents' house from the and just that look like again, you know, and they call her down. I thought that was actually really funny. And yeah, I at the beginning, I was kind of really thinking this was going to be like very old timey, you know, pre HBO Tales from the Crypt, sort of EC Comics type stuff. I wasn't really,
That's funny.
Like a Hammer anthology.
I thought we're going to be like a little more goosebumpy from the opening and the little until we like finally started going.
I thought it was going to be goofy. Yeah.
Yeah,
they give us some.
I will some say, until shit. Dan starts talking, I like feel like I should have gave it a 4. Then Dan starts sucking it off, and I drop back.
You're gonna rate this a lot higher, I think, at some point on the second watch. I'll be honest, I'm surprised. I didn't know anything about it. I'm glad. I just like, whoa, this one hit me right in the face. It's an awesome movie.
What threw me off too. Was the hour and 50 minute mark. Oh, are you fucking kidding me? Like, but you know what? Time well spent.
Yeah.
Floated by. Yeah. I was going to say I didn't have any issues at all. Yeah. I add this one to my elite anthologies. I kind of want to watch it again. Much same. Like Yummy that we did a while back. Like, I might just watch this one again, which is rare nowadays. And I also wanted to point out Clancy Brown's also a producer on this. So
he was.
Never know.
I hope we get more. So, they left it open. Oh, guys.
Yeah.
I want to see what the girl does to the little boy. Because that fucking Short Round was being a dickhead with Creepo. So I didn't appreciate that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is one that I'm surprised they didn't even just get it into like a drive-in right now, and it could have been like
they don't do that with Shudder Originals though, Dan.
I know, but still, I would love to see this.
This will probably reach a wider audience because it's on Shudder, and like with word of mouth, because like it does deliver. Horror fans are gonna spread that word, and yeah, I think it'll find. Is that a Yoo-hoo? Fuck yeah! It's gonna be
kombucha.
Oh, well, that's lame. You should have just said, yeah.
No, I can't.
Yeah, it'll find its audience.
Yeah, I hope so. I really do. So, guys, watch this. Support it. Spread the word. Although, I don't know if I want a second one, because I don't know if it's going to live up to this, but yeah.
Doesn't matter. I hate that. It doesn't matter.
Because you could say that about Creepshow. It definitely doesn't live up to the first one, but it's still awesome in its own right. Creepshow 2.
There's a lot of people I hear from nowadays that like Creepshow 2 better. I'm not one, but...
Well, I don't know if I like it better, but they're different.
I'm one of the few that don't like the TV show, so I'm in the minority.
Yeah, but there's a few good stories.
I really like the TV show a lot.
I liked it more than Pugs.
The finger.
Yeah, I think there was a couple we kind of agreed on. But I know, yeah, Pugs overall didn't like it. Overall, I liked it, and I think Dan did too.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
I say watch the mortuary. What the fuck's it called? Mortuary Tales?
Mortuary Collection.
Collection. I got to remember that.
Yes, yes. I don't know. I wish I had more time. Like, I don't think I could cosplay as him, though, but that's how much I love this movie.
You got a tall man? You're good.
Yeah, shave the beard, yeah. All right, so anything else before we go? Any final thoughts?
No.
All right, then. Well, guys, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. It really helps the channel. If you haven't yet, listen to our Friday the 13th show, which is awesome. And, fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. And Pugs, take us home.
All right. We are on Patreon. It just starts at $1. Every little bit helps. And we have exclusive and early content on there. So please and thank you. You can follow us on all the social media bullshits, run all the platforms, and we're funny there too, and vulgar, and we're delightful. So please check that shit out. Everyone, say goodnight.
Good night.
Stay safe.
Namaste. Adios. Happy Halloween.